Felch was still visible as he dodged between the trunks. Valak ran forward a few steps, keeping the fox in sight. He notched an arrow onto his bowstring and drew the weapon back. Tag leaped in. A single swipe of his blade parted the string. Valak saw the look in his eyes and backed off. Sawney's face screwed up in pain as shafts of agony ran like lightning bolts through his stomach. He waved Grisul away as the seer ran to help him. Glowering at Tag, he pointed an accusing paw.
Traitor! You are not a true Tagarung to the Juskarath! I made a bad mistake when I took you in and called you my son.
Tag gave vent to his feelings.
Look around you, Sawney. Rats, stoats, ferrets, weasels and foxes. I'm the only otter in the whole clan. How can a ferret be father to me? I've never called you father, but I respected you as chieftain until now. Did you think I am the sort of beast to skin a living creature alive? Well, the fox has run, and I won't be the one to bring him back. You can't make me obey what your temper dictates. That isn't true Juskar law!
Sawney curled his lip in contempt.
What do you know of Juskar law? This clan is mine. I make the law here. Ifala, Valug, seize that otter. I'll teach him to defy me. Some beast bring me a whip.
Tag had the blade in front of him.
First beast who tries to lay paws on me dies.
Vermin, who had chanced to pace forward, froze. They had seen the otter growing up and knew his awesome strength and skill. No beast was prepared to tangle with the Tagarung. Tag backed toward the trees, his blade still menacing.
I no longer want to be with you or your clan, Sawney. You've become too dangerous for your own good. I've watched you change over the seasons, from a clan chief to a bad old beast. I go my own way now. Our paths will never cross again. So, I wish you better times, and hope you learn to treat others more wisely.
Tag moved so swiftly that the trees soon swallowed him up.
Our paths will cross, Otter!
Sawney called after him.
Oh, yes, they will. I'm going to track you down and slay you myself.
He wrenched a spear from the grasp of Ifara.
No beast leaves this camp. I'll bring him back myself, dead or alive. Well, what are you all staring at, hey? Oh, he's old, you're thinking. He's not as fast as that otter. Well, you just wait and see. I've got a brain. I'm smart. Smarter than he'll ever be. He's not a Tagarung anymore. But I'm still Sawney Wrath.
They watched in silence as he loped off into the dense fastness of North Mossflower Woodlands, hard on the trail of his new enemy. Grisul sat on the ground and tossed her bones and pebbles. She stared at the way they fell, noting the position of each one. Wordlessly, the seer shook her head and covered her eyes.